Such a pleasure to read the article on the double lung transplant that Glenna French recently received. I am also waiting for a double lung transplant as I have an incurable disease called idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. The lifespan of people like me is short, and my only hope is a transplant. I am on oxygen 24/7 and my days of going for a bike ride with my grandchildren or walking 10,000 steps a day are long gone now. I have had to make many adjustments in my life, and everything I do outside the house is based on 20-minute intervals, as that is how long my tank lasts. The entire process of getting on the transplant list is a big job. Staying strong enough to manage the surgery and post-surgery recovery process is nearly impossible without a pulmonary rehabilitation program, which I am thrilled to say I attend 3 days a week. Your family and circle of friends are crucial. It takes a village. At the end of the day, though, survival comes down to the right set of lungs becoming available. Sadly, that means the loss of another's loved one. I cannot stress enough the importance of being a donor. Your organs may very well save a few lives. Even if they are not transplanted into another human, they could offer answers to many questions and be used to teach doctors, students, scientists, etc. No matter what, donated organs save lives, families and loved ones. Thanks, Riley. Kalinda Brown Lapp, St. Albert.